As Tina Marie used to say, it's too funky, funky in here. Listen, Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, ladies and gentlemen, Denise Tapscott, Mark Abbott, Johnson, joining me, I'm Stephen Van Patten, in case you didn't fucking know. We, three of us, I should say, and we'll get to Denise in a little bit. But three of us live in a city in crisis, ladies and gentlemen.
Oof.
We live in New York. And we, while we have endured mayors of different levels of competence, we are now burdened with a mayor who makes Mayor McCheese look like JFK.
Mayor McCheese.
Preach, preach.
And mind you, Mayor McCheese approved a whole lot of shit that should have been stopped by the FDA. But
rebel.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Adams. Travesty.
Trout mouth.
And I am
oh my
not,
God, look at Mark's face.
And I am often very reluctant to criticize Black people in the spotlight.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of your Clarence Thomas's and Candace Owens and, you know, Black
people. You don't do that all the time.
General, I don't. Mm-hmm. All right. So
preach.
We snapped on Will and Jada because they're just fucking outrageous. But past that,
yeah, that's different.
I want to say our history has been to not necessarily, and mind you, plenty of fuckery in our community that we could address, and we don't, just because we're on some, they'll figure it out, they'll get smarter. Mm-hmm. Let's live and let live. But Eric Adams, sweet baby Jesus, what the entire fuck? Here's a cat who, so he's been clubbing.
Clubbing?
Living his best life. He's been clubbing. He's literally been clubbing. Living his best life.
Oh, on Instagram, gosh. On Instagram.
And
is he
and
married is, though?
I don't know. That's the least of our problems. That's the least of our
right,
problems.
Right, right. True enough.
But, I mean, it's almost comical. It is almost comical how this man, and granted, here we are in a situation where, as New Yorkers, and New York voting has been questionable at times. You know, we are the same New Yorkers who, not me, but other people, let Bloomberg have three terms. We are the same people who, and especially Black folks, y'all turn your backs on David Dinkins, who forget mayor. And he had his faults in the sense that he was too much of a people pleaser. He was too much of a people pleaser. But at the same time, our ambivalence towards a Black people pleaser left us with Rudy Giuliani, who, and I often have to explain and correct some of my white friends.
Breach, breach.
Oh, my stars.
Giuliani took credit for a lot of what David Dinkins put in place, particularly the cleanup of Times Square.
Mm.
So, and I mean, we've had a variety of mayors. We had Ed not give a fuck what you think, Koch. We've had Bloomberg. Again, we had David Dinkins, who I honestly think was a wonderful human being.
Yep.
Right up there with Jimmy Carter. Like the kind of dude we don't deserve.
Reach. Let that out. Speak on it.
And here we are. Now. We are with Eric. We are stuck with Eric Adams. And so here's the thing. Part of that, of course, was because outside of Staten Island, we weren't trying to fuck with Curtis Sliwa.
Oof.
Which I still stand by.
Still won't fuck with.
But we had other people outside of Eric Adams.
Mm.
But
yes, you did.
But so here's the thing. We've got the FBI seizing his phone because apparently there was something irregular with his campaign funding. We've got some kind of I want to say sex assault allegations. Thing
allegations. Yeah.
And I mean, if we were a network television show, we would have to throw the word allegedly. Like there would be a lawyer like literally behind me slapping me in the head if we were like one of those type of situations. And there probably should be a lawyer slapping me in the head. Let's not get it twisted. But at the same time, folks, and what's wild to me is everybody love Bloomberg. Hmm. Let's go over the last couple of mayors. So, first of all, Giuliani, like, I want to say a lot of folks love Giuliani because he was on that Law and Order shit. Meanwhile, horrible person. And definitely, if you were a person of color during Giuliani's reign,
no love.
You know what time it is. And just as a person patronizing various Black-owned situations, when Giuliani was mayor. Yeah, not really. You can't really do it because, you know, all of a sudden, like just to give you an example, I don't mean to just like, you know, just keep going on. But one thing about Black-owned and Black neighborhood stuff, it was always a police car in front of your place and they would talk about cabaret licenses. Meanwhile, it's like all it is a DJ and a couple of people dancing in like a fucking 10x10 fucking space, but you need you needed a cabaret license, which is like thousands of dollars. That's just one thing. Then you got Bloomberg, who effective, competent. I know Mark has his, you know, we'll get into that. Mark has his feelings about Bloomberg if you want to. I don't know, but the thing that always struck me about Bloomberg was Bloomberg was a straight up capitalist. And I'm sorry, but in government, I need a little bit of compassion. I need someone to say, yeah, you know what? I got to protect lower income. I got to protect middle class. Bloomberg ran this city, in my opinion, ran this city like Macy's.
Oof.
You can't afford it? Get out. And if I'm wrong, well, you know, please feel free to challenge me. But that is the impression that I got. And he got three fucking terms. Three terms because we were scared. We were scared to hand the reins over to anybody else.
Now, especially Republicans. There's only Republicans coming to challenge. And we were like, nope, we're not doing that
either. Exactly. Yeah. And then we had de Blasio. And look, so here's the thing. Blasio has a Black wife and half Black children.
Wow.
A son that got harassed. And then for a minute, all of us were like, because literally what happened with that was, and correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but what happened with that is he went public talking about how he has to prep his children. And the police department literally shut down. They were like, oh, that's how we gonna play it? And all of a sudden, and it was funny because my motorcycle was still working at that time. I literally got anywhere I wanted to go in like 10 minutes because the police weren't fucking enforcing traffic shit. In spite of him complaining about his half black son with a big ass afro, you know, he was advocating for his child, and the police fucking went, you know, and did what they wanted to do.
And then later on.
Eric Adams, not Eric Adams.
Last thing with de Blasio, though, real quick. It's like, yeah, and he kind of had his own level of incompetence and bullshit and whatever. You couldn't really defend him to your conservative dickhead friends. It was hard. And then at what point, I mean, if I'm not, you know, and again, Kirk, Mark, feel free to correct me. It got to a point where he stopped giving a fuck because, and here's the stupid thing, he actually thought he had a shot at the presidency.
Oh, no.
Yes, but again, that I remember that one, yeah.
But again, getting back to Eric, who at one point self-proclaimed that he was the new face of the Democratic Party? Negro. Anyway, Mark, I know you have some thoughts about this, so please take over. I mean, no pressure.
All right,
but I, you know, I'm just saying.
Look, let's call a spade a spade.
Please,
he's not a Democrat; he's a Republican.
Yes, sir.
All right, he tricked all of us into believing that he was a man of the people, which he's not. He's treated this job sort of like it. I almost want to say like, well, Dinkins couldn't do what I could do. So I'm going to show y'all what the second black mayor in New York can do. Cause he technically is the second black mayor. Dinkins was the first.
Wow.
Here's the thing. I'm at a point now where I just don't know. We literally pick the lesser of two evils.
Yes.
And then this evil turned out to be more evil than we thought. This is a man who just recently took money away from the Department of Education and is closing the libraries on Sunday because apparently the police need more money for what? I have no idea.
Robots, baby. Robots in the subways.
He's got he's got Doctor Who Daleks running through the subway, which are pointless. I mean, they showed a whole video of cats making fun of this thing. He's got drone dogs running around. But the thing is this, and then even still, I don't even know if you heard about this, how he told the press that he is no longer going to be asked answering their questions during press conferences. They have to have pre-approved questions. And the press told him, they was like, that's a dictatorship. You don't have the right to do that. Right. So because
Whitney Houston.
And I tell you why. Because he botched. We had a horrible rainstorm. Which he ignored. And for some reason, the 120-something-year-old train system decided to go home. Would normally take you 20 minutes to get home, 2.5 days. I pretty much had to follow the Warriors route to get back to Brooklyn. I was able to defeat the Turnbull ACs and get past the baseball Furies. But he got mad because he got criticized for that.
Yeah.
So he's of the mind that, you know, I shouldn't be criticized for anything. You know, this whole corruption thing started because the FBI pounced on his campaign finance person. And while he was in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I hope he had a good time using my taxpayer dollars trying to find out why migrants are coming across the border, because that's not his business. First of all, how about you worry about the border of New mm-hmm. York, well, not the border
better idea. Why don't you
in some just other
go,
state?
Go to Texas and Florida and find out why they're sending them all.
So, yes, there you go. Instead of going down to Honduras and Venezuela, because I don't know, too, he was in Washington, D.C. with a bunch of other mayors from around the country to talk about this whole problem. When he got the call, hey, your campaign finance manager just got hemmed up and is now in custody with the feds. And mm-hmm. he left and came back to New York. That should tell you what kind of individual we're dealing with, because most cats would have been like, you know what? Y'all go handle that. I got to handle this thing for the city, and then I'll be back tonight and we could talk about that. Mm-hmm. No, the fact that you had to jump on an Amtrak and get back here as fast as you could tells me everything I need to know. You wanted to take money from the city and buy it. You wanted to buy bolos for the cops.
Bolos. Oh,
those things that you throw at somebody's feet and trip them up.
You mean the same weapon that when Thunder the Barbarian had his sword and
the very same
the mock had the, and so yes. Tiana the magician,
yes,
she had bolos and her magic
bolos like what, like Panthro on Thundercats, a tiger.
No, I thought it was the kittens.
The kittens.
Wile E. Cat and Wile E. Kitten.
Wile E. Cat.
But to that point, it is literally like we have handed this city over to, remember every once in a while, like, you know, it's like either in real life or on some TV show, the jock becomes class president.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. It's like, okay, so what am I gonna do now that I'm class president? We're gonna cut school funding because school sucks. And hey, robots, let's get fucking robots. It's literally like a 13-year-old is running this fucking city now.
I like to make a correction. It is actually more like the worst student in ROTC. In the ROTC department unit getting elected as president. That's
right. Sounds like he's like Biff from Back to the Future too.
Yeah. He's an authoritarian without any understanding of leadership.
I'm cutting education and bringing in robots.
Yes.
Because here's the thing. If you take the train like I do, the train is seriously gotten to the point where I used to be able to put up with some stuff, but now cats are just straight up smoking. No, and I don't mean, no, I'm not talking weed. They're smoking like laced cigarettes with something. Some dude got on the other one and lit up something. This was not a cigarette. Whatever this was made me dizzy. I had to get off the train. Because I was like, this was the 2 and the 3. The 2 and the 3. Wow. These dudes are getting on with like straight cigarettes. And sitting in the corner, and people, like, you're literally carting this car because the cops aren't doing anything. Oh, no, I take that back. They know when to do this because there are no cops on the platform.
Mm.
Because otherwise, people would stick their head out and be like, yo, I need you down here, you know, because they cops. So they know the times these guys are not there. And they sit back and they're smoking and they're doing whatever they want to do. There's a dude the other morning took a dump. I had to get out the car. I was like, you got to be kidding me. On a crowded train, like the whole car had to empty out.
God.
But now my question is, since you want to do so much with the cops, why are you not doing anything with this? So everything has to be this, well, we want to show the New York, we want to show everybody that New York City is the safest and most secure city in America. And if you come to New York City, you could go to a show, you could get on the subway, and everything will be great because we are the city that never sleeps, and we are one of the, we got one of the largest, the fact that we have one of the largest police forces in the country.
Wow.
In the country.
Wow.
Two problems I have with that. One, then technically speaking, there should be no crime in New York City except blue collar crime.
White collar crime.
But what is blue collar crime?
Oh, no.
My crime. Sorry. That's us. Blue collar. White collar crime. You're right.
Only crime.
No crime like white collar crime. It should be nothing but white collar crime. And I digress in saying this, but if we have that many, rent should be hell of affordable because everybody on the cops is a minimum wage guy.
Mm.
So the whole city, you know, the cops don't live in New York, right? They live in the outer county. No, they don't live in the city.
Staten Island,
they live in other places. Long Island, where they, Staten Island. They are not, they are among their crews, but they're not judged for the.
And so the bad guys are
in the city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, could you, you just gave me an idea for a horror film. Could you imagine if that actually happened? Like, every gang in New York decided to wage war and come down to where all the cops live?
Yeah.
That would be an ugly scenario all itself. But he is just, and I take full responsibility because I was one of those registered voters who voted this clown in. Because, as Stephen pointed out, courtesy Sliwa, I was not voting for him. The man with the cats. And here's the other problem. Here's the other problem. Everybody that runs, first of all, you have to be a nut job to run for this job, for mayor.
Mm.
The second you win the New York City mayoralship, people start blaming you for shit.
Yeah.
You ain't even got sworn in yet, and they're blaming you for stuff that has happened.
Oh, man.
But everybody that ever runs, all these third party people that run, there's a lot of them, but none of them have any, like, do you remember, Kurt, the rent is too damn high. Do you remember that dude?
I voted for him. I actually voted for him.
That's funny because I thought it was Kurt, but that's, you know.
if it was
Steve, what was the other dude? Something. Some dude that went in there with some dumb name, and I was like, dude, take this seriously. Like, nobody's gonna.
Yeah.
You know. We just keep, and to Stephen's point, why do we keep doing this? You remember the people kind of, but the folks in Harlem would not vote this man out.
Would not what?
Wow. It was just like, you remember Charles Rangel in Harlem?
Oh, yeah.
The one who had three apartments and all the cars and all this other stuff.
Wow.
But the people of Harlem every year put him back into office.
That's right.
It took because of doubling up.
Right.
Because they didn't want nobody new. You know, we know him. He's,
well, to be fair, Mark, you'd be scared of somebody new. Everybody's scared of what they don't know what this new person is going to do. It's kind of like we are forced to vote for Eric Adams because a lot of people were scared of who the other primaries were in the DNC. Like, there were a couple of candidates who were progressives, who were straight up progressives. And I remember I wanted to vote for one of them. And it was kind of like, you know, seeing that the only ones who are voting for them are going to be the young people who are progressives, but you still got a large older population in the city that is too scared to go that far. Like, they're so scared of the idea of socialism and pronouns and what it means to be progressive that they'd rather go for somebody who's part of an establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've known Eric Adams. They see him on TV all the time advocating for this kid got shot or this cop, you know, did some stupid You know what I mean? He was such a...
Well, he was also borough president of Brooklyn.
And he was a borough president, right.
So,
But then you have... So you have this kind of thing where, like with Rangel, he's almost like a... I mean, shit, look at Adam Clayton Powell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was the first congressman for New York City, senator.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he was straight up capitalist,
mm-hmm.
you know, for self. But he knew where to go if he had to make a good showing. But, right? I think to a point, he took it to a point where he took it seriously, at least. Like, you know what? I might be a hustler and a con man, but you know, I know when it's time to get to work and when.
I mean, the Bronx had the same problem. Right? The Bronx had that guy up there that finally, and I think, you know, and I agree, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with you, Kirk, because it kind of reminds me of that old episode of Good Times when James wanted to vote for that hustler. Mm-hmm. And Michael kept telling him, you know, we got to move on from cats like him. Exactly, and the young cat came in there and he was doing this, that, the other thing. But the old cat still won. And he's like, yeah, you just don't know how to talk to the people. You ain't speaking the people's language. But and I also, to your point, Kurt, people are not educated. You know, the problem is that, you know, let me just say it. Pick up a dictionary and look up the meaning of a word if you don't know what it means.
Yeah.
You know, you have enough technology in front of you that if you don't know what a capitalist and a socialist is, you know,
what it means to be progressive.
Google is free.
Said something that I said to this day, if I ever catch him, I want him to explain this form of math when he refused to get past him. A general raise across the board for city workers.
Right. I do remember.
Now,
yes.
He says, you know, we have to be able to band together as New Yorkers. We have to be able to do more with less. So here's my question. According to your math, food, rent, transit goes up. My paycheck doesn't. Mm-hmm. How in the devil do you expect me to do more with less? Like, how does that compute in the eyes of, even if you are a capitalist?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't nothing wrong with capitalism. That capitalism is what fuels the country. You know, we all selling, we buying.
Fuck capitalism.
You know, but.
I'm sorry, fuck capitalism.
No. But I mean, I understand its purpose.
Yeah.
I understand its purpose. But when you get to the point where you yourself can't define that, it's like, I'm confused. How do you think we're the greatest thing that ever happened under Bloomberg's regime was the day he told the sanitation department during the blizzard, we're not paying you overtime. Them cats, they stopped the trucks, got out, and left them in the snowdrifts. They were like, oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And went home.
Wow.
And meanwhile, none of the streets got cleaned. It was like, no. That's not how this works. I'm not going to stay out here past my 8-9 hours and work a double and triple, and I'm taking home the same
and
pay.
Not get paid?
No. Which is what makes the whole ideology of capitalism funny. Because if you are all about making money, and then the dude says, well, if you ain't going to fuck you, pay me, and you're not going to pay me, all right, I'm not going to do the job. You can't be mad at him. Because because you do the same thing too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you would in the capitalist, you would not be sitting there going.
So funny thing about that blizzard, and that blizzard should technically have fucking ended Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. Because the reason that blizzard fucked us up was because he made cuts even before the blizzard landed. And I will never forget it.
I remember that.
Because at the time, I had my apartment on Empire Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
But I got stuck at my mom's in Fort Greene. And I realized that people outside of Brooklyn probably don't understand this geography or whatever. But the wild thing was, I went to Junior's to get some food. Junior's famous restaurant, cheesecake.
Right down the block from me.
Literally down the block from my mom's, right?
Mm-hmm.
And mad people, including the people that work at Junior's, stranded.
Oof.
Stranded. They were giving away coffee.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, I was like, oh, wow, this is crazy. And it was just bananas. It was like it buses were stuck.
Yeah.
People that needed like diabetes medicine were dying. Like,
oh no,
it was wild. And then you turn on C-SPAN and some city comptroller. At least I think that was the title.
No, you're probably right.
Fell on his sword. Meanwhile, it's like, wait, wasn't Bloomberg the one that did this, 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 and this? Dude, literally, like
gotta,
fucking.
You got a deluxe apartment in the sky, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's why he fell on
like
the sword.
Like fucking Clemenza in The Godfather. He basically just said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to kill myself in this fucking bathtub.
Wow.
And that was how, you know, to Mark's, you know, narrative, that's how that shit got resolved. That shit fell on him.
Mm.
And all of a sudden, everybody was like, all right, okay, under the rug. It's
like the
all
bus
right.
Strike.
It is what it is. Yes. And that
like
was
the
all.
Transit strike that was
dude.
Never supposed to happen.
Dude.
I still don't know what happened to him, the head of the transit union. He disappeared after that.
I mean, have we checked a dump at Staten Island?
Remember that in a capitalist society, we can't have unions. We can't. That was his whole thing. He wanted to bust up the unions. He wanted to get rid of them because they stood in his way. You know, the unions fought for the rights of the small guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is what we're dealing with. But unfortunately, you know, going all the way back, coming right back to Eric Adams, I just honestly don't think. This is just another example of somebody who I think all he really wanted was the title. I think he just really wanted to say he's mayor. And another thing in his cap somewhere. And God only knows what happens at the end of this road. He's, you know, people in the city are just disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, to Stephen and Kirk's credit, we're fed up. You know, and it always seems like it's one of us that does this, like in certain arenas. And so we're going to start acting up and acting out. I mean, almost everybody he's with has some corruption problem.
Oh, gosh.
You remember the minister that supposedly got robbed on camera? You know the one.
A priest?
He's not a priest. He's a dime store. He's a
deacon? He's a deacon or?
Yeah.
Like a reverend guy?
The reverend guy that apparently they broke into his church on while he was doing service on Zoom. And they robbed him of his $40,000, him and his
reverend,
wife.
Reverend, I got too much.
And then he's doing a Zoom meeting and he got robbed.
And he was doing, he didn't get robbed. It is very clear that he had that done because he was in financial trouble. He needed insurance money.
So
they bypassed everybody else in the church and stole his wife's jewelry, which is why he wanted to talk about he should be able to carry a gun and all kinds of stuff. I'm like, sit your bam ass.
Put a full armor of God, not a gun.
Reverend, no sense.
You know, you, You know me. I didn't like. I was like, I thought the Lord was your
protector.
The sword? Like, what?
The Lord is my shepherd. And I will, oh my God, look at that gun.
In church. Got
the Bible for the gun.
Easy.
Oh Lord.
Oh my gosh. Gun. New York, you guys are way off the hook. Wow.
We are a police state. We're Gotham, this is how bad a police state it is. This is how bad a police state it is. Like Mark was saying, they don't like unions up here in New York, but the police unions are all
right. Right. You got to pick and choose your union, right? Is that what it is?
Right. Police unions are all right. They still getting cash and getting. Right.
Probably construction unions are probably just fine too.
Police union.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little
right. And developers and property developers.
The developers, yeah.
Have you ever seen the police union president when he gets mad? Woo! This dude went off. Was it Bloomberg? No, it was de Blasio.
It was de Blasio.
Definitely de Blasio.
It was during the Eric Gardner situation when Eric Gardner gets choked out.
So red.
He looked like he was about to lynch a whole bunch of black people.
Like, and I was like, you know what? Maybe y'all, if I was a Fed, I was like, maybe we need to investigate this guy. He seems to be a little edgy. And he held up his badge and he was like, this badge, and if you don't respect this badge, I'm like, dude.
Yep.
Meanwhile, the other cops standing around like, all right, well, what you screaming? What you
and people
screaming
are like,
for?
You know, your cops choked the dude out, right? literally choked somebody and murdered him.
Oh, yeah. He's like, they're making the mayor is charging cops with murder. And if that's how they think of the police in this city, and meanwhile, everybody's like, yeah, we all think that. It's like, nobody, everybody, even like, nobody's on your side about this except you. You know, it's like, the dude should have lost his job and his pension.
Yeah, and it's like, there's a disconnect. A big disconnect. Like, you shot somebody who didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
And then Denise, and then the beautiful moment of absurdity, as Albert Camus would say, and a great example of absurdity, we as New Yorkers went ahead and we elected a
wow.
An absurd moment of absurd moments.
Oh my God.
We actually did that.
I don't know what to say about the cities sometimes. You just sit back and you're just like,
look at what's going on in Atlanta with our city. Mm-hmm. That's going to be our future.
Oof.
And that's our future. That's how I see it. That's our future. Very little coverage about it.
That's the pushback from Stacey Adams.
Yeah. The worst part about it is, you know, the populace, the community voted against putting money towards Cop City. They voted against it.
And it did not matter.
Wow.
And the officials went ahead and did it anyway.
I mean, yeah,
that's where we're going.
Well, I mean, we're already
there. I guarantee
there.
You. Well, we're going.
Look
no,
what
no,
they
we're
did
going,
up in Albany.
No, the way they were rioting, the way they were fighting and rioting out in Atlanta, cats got shot already. I'm talking about like, you know, we're looking at like cats in the streets because people already was like, we don't want fucking in our train station. But they did it anyway, and we're like, we're pretty much like, all right, I still got to go to work.
Oh, gosh.
Right? And the thing is, it comes down to just sabotage. Because we wouldn't have so much a call for police if there wasn't a homeless problem as it is now.
Because
we have a homeless problem and a drug addiction problem that isn't being taken care of. So you don't take care of it and create a situation where people are going to look for cops.
Yeah.
Because you ain't taking care of this situation.
But that's
right?
That was the whole point of getting rid of Tent City. Is you get rid of Tent City, you send them out there and literally.
Well, you created a situation where
Mayor Adams,
but you created where you know
where are they supposed to go? And he's like, well, you know, you know, we can't have Tent City up. And yeah, but bro, where are they supposed to go?
And
yeah.
that shit, and they did that shit recently in California. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very recently, they tore down the Tent City in California.
Yeah. And where are they supposed to go?
Where to,
yeah.
You know,
yeah. So, like, I don't know, because I put money in towards our drones and dialects in the subways.
And, exterminate.
You know, them kids don't need no books. They can go on computers now to do that shit. So I just took out all mm-hmm. the books.
Took out the books.
I just took out all the books. Kids have smartphones and computers. They can do all that shit on there.
So you could have libraries for like shows and stuff, right?
But then that gets back to what I was saying. It's almost like we have a child like pretending ROTC. To be mayor, but he's actually yes. mayor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I Googled it. They said he's 63 years old. It's like, dude.
School sucks, man. So, bruh. You know, I'm just going to take away school's money. And I'm gonna go make robots. Because robots are cool, man. Yep.
You know what he Gosh. Reminds me of? Now that I think Scary. About it. He reminds Scary. Me of Louis from Casablanca.
Oh shit!
Because Mayor Adams is, I'm shocked to learn that there's corruption going on in the.
Why you sound like that?
I'm shocked to find there's something going on in Mayor Adams. They just took your phone. Oh, thank you. So in.
We need cops in the schools.
Oh my stars!
Wow, I know I've been gone. I know I've been gone for a while, guys. But is there any else we can talk?
Is there any
picture
what?
About?
If you weren't aware of the situation that happened last week, Gavin Newsom had a debate.
Back again.
He messed up my. So, like I was saying,
hold on, guys. We had a signal issue. Oh man! God damn it! All right, I think we're back up.
Yeah, you. I heard the recording thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I want to hear from Denise, who lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
What? Gavin Newsom did against DeSantis last week.
All right, so
you sound like wait. Gandhi having a stroke.
Shut up, Kurt. Nobody asked you.
Hold on. Let me. I'm fine. Let me. I hope you're fine because I don't have a defibrillator. I can run down to the Sterling place real quick. Okay. So, the other thing we said we were going to talk about. Was the fact that Gavin Newsom and first of all, Gavin Newsom is like that motherfucker is on some Dragon Slayer shit. Like, if yes. we in New York, and I'm just gonna come out and say it. I don't even know how to feel about Katie Hochul. Like that's a whole other thing. Like. I'm so focused on the fact that the mayor sucks, I can't even think about our governor right now. But in Cali, y'all got the yes. Obi-Wan Kenobi of fucking governors. Y'all got Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom, who mm-hmm. had the balls to not only debate Ron DeSantis, which, all right, that in of itself, excuse me, that's not so big of a deal. That's right. That in of itself, not that big of a deal. But then right. again, to go on Fox News
mm-hmm.
and the moderator is none other than Sean fucking Hannity.
Yeah.
So here you are. You're Gavin Newsom mm-hmm. and you're feeling so good about yourself. You're so Sugar Ray with it that you're good with fucking up DeSantis, Hannity, who, by the way, he already fucked up on some solo shit, and the Fox News graphic department. So you literally, you're literally taking on three opponents at once, and you at least break slightly more than even, depending on who you talk, because obviously left-wing media is going to be like Ron DeSantis came in there and fucked all them. They fucked everybody up. Folks on the right, they're going to have that different little thing.
Right.
So Denise, here is, because I know you saw some of the debate, and I saw some of the, I saw quite a bit of the debate, whatever. And so here's the thing. So Ron DeSantis, in his lame ass fucking way, he made some serious accusations. and he pointed out how people are leaving California in droves. He had a feces map. He had props. He had a feces map to show where shit was apparently all over San Francisco.
San Francisco. But that thing was actually based on an app that was created by a college student. So it's not like this huge national thing. Some random college student's like, you need to make a map for human beings.
Okay.
In San Francisco. Yeah.
So, yeah. Map. So basically,
like, you can go to, you know.
Right. So basically, Denise, I just wanted you to speak to, I guess, you know, without the rest of us being on the ground, you're the one that has to tell us what was bullshit and what wasn't as far as Ron DeSantis goes.
I think most of what he said was bullshit.
That's it. It said Kirk was the host.
Oh my God. All right. Yeah, we're having some tech issues here.
Please stand by. Technology.
All right. But proceed, Denise, if you can.
So I think that most of what he said was bullshit with a small grain of truth. Like they're talking about, like, the homeless number has increased so much in California, and it's decreased in Florida. But statistically, California has way more people. Our population is huge compared to Florida's.
Right.
So, we are going to have a higher homeless population.
We're going to have a higher anything.
Higher everything, actually.
Because he talked about the crime rate. He talked about this. He talked about that. And to be fairly honest, but it's like, I'm surprised Florida's crime rate is lower than anybody's crime rate. Like,
well, that's because the migrants are getting kicked out, and they don't, you know, they're attacking the LGBTQ people. So
I think
because nobody wants to be there.
I think we should also always remember The Wire and the infamous term of juking the stats.
There is also that.
Because who is pretty much giving you the crime stats like that? Mm. Who's in charge of that department giving out the crime stats?
Right.
And can we all say that Governor DeSantis is a stand-up character?
No, I'm not saying that. Hey,
exactly. No. All that is a no.
Yeah, big old no. Is he including all the stuff of, like, the swamp lands in there? Like, he's probably looking at, like, Miami and Orlando, but is he considering Jacksonville and Tampa and all that stuff?
Exactly.
No, I think it's selective Haiti, information. Cuba.
Yeah.
I think he's picking and choosing what he wants.
I don't know. I think the bothersome part about all of that ultimately comes down to the fact that facts almost don't matter.
No, when you have the money,
in the sense that,
facts don't matter.
Right, unless you want them to matter. Yeah.
In the sense that Ron DeSantis could get up there and straight out lie.
Yes.
And especially because he's on Fox News, he's basically playing home court advantage. You know, racist dummies are still going to take what he says over everybody else, including Gavin Newsom, who, if you don't, and I think that's the problem. It's like, you can actually debate and lie your ass off. And if folks just want to believe you, and they're not going to go Google, they're not going to go check shit out, they're not going to ask any questions. And then on top of that, you know, again, I can't stress how There is no way Sean Hannity is a fair moderator.
Yeah.
But Gavin Newsom came in. Gavin Newsom went ahead and hit that shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and even like in the end, he's like, at the end of the day, neither one of us will be the front runner for the 2024 election to be president. Yeah.
Right. Because he wasn't really. And then here's the other thing. And this is the part that really bothers me more than anything else.
Hmm.
Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's where he is,
mm-hmm.
he needs Gavin Newsom out there doing his work.
Yeah.
And that's gonna translate, and that's gonna translate to some people.
Yeah. But I think the entire nation, we are all like stuck in this like you pick your poison situation still.
No, absolutely. That's the troublesome part of it. Because, you know, so both of them are old motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
Half the country did vote for Orange Dickhead despite all the shit that's going on.
Yeah.
91 felony charges.
Mm-hmm.
What are those dropping? Felony charges.
Making it rain. It's so scary. And he's still their number one guy.
And he's the number one guy, and he doesn't even have to show up to the debates.
Not at all.
Nope.
He's still
one. And during the debates,
yeah,
they're reticent to say anything against him.
Yeah.
In the fear that they are going to alienate his base.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you've
got a couple of them, and I'm just going to throw Nikki Haley out there. Nikki Haley's not trying to be president. She's trying to be vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it 100. Nikki Haley ain't trying to be nobody's president because she mm-hmm. knows ain't nobody trying to make her president. But if she strokes Orange Dickhead's ego enough,
yeah.
by skating around whatever's supposed to happen and not happen in court, despite mm-hmm. the fact that now dudes are flipping. And yeah. women too.
They flipping, nigga. They flipping.
They flipping. <All right. laughs> Cheeseburrow flipping like a cheeseburger.
Yes. Dang. Mm-hmm. Dang.
Ain't nobody like an all beef patty.
But wait, I like he said in Jackie Brown, if you know Bull Mouth, you know ain't no damn way he gonna do no 7 years. So that's a case of him or me. And you know it ain't gonna be me. They not trying to go to jail for him.
No.
And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's funny because I know people still ask me, they're like, you don't think that he's going to, I'm like, look, the people who are going to vote for him are going to vote for him. You're never going to change their mind about that. You know, mm-hmm. cult leader or whatever. Just understand something. Biden beat him the last time.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
The only way for him to lose is for them to steal it.
Right.
Yeah.
The what people seem to not factor in is that there are thousands and thousands of Republicans who are not going to vote for him. Mm-hmm. They will vote party line,
right,
mm-hmm. but they're not voting for him.
Yeah.
And
the numbers grow.
Those are the votes that they're losing. They're never, mm-hmm. you're never going to, and I think that's the mistake. I think the only person on that stage that understands that is Chris Christie. He's the only one that understands
the hamburger himself.
That it doesn't matter.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Hamburger himself. Go ahead.
It's the State Puff Marshmallow, man.
Well, so, we already had Mayor McCheese earlier, so now. So,
I think he's the only one that recognizes the fact. He's like, look, these people are never going to vote for anybody but him. So all of y'all standing here crying, not trying to put Donald in his place, understand something. These people probably ain't voting for you. They like the whole fact that y'all are up there is a joke. Because if he's the front runner, then why are you wasting your time?
And okay? money. Yeah.
The only person up there to Stephen's credit, Nikki Haley, because she wants to be vice. Mm-hmm. None of these other men want to be vice president. That's not the goal.
That's not the Republican way.
Exactly.
And Christie's basically up there, basically. All he's doing, he's just making sure Donald doesn't get voted again by hitting the Republicans who are not MAGA crazy, but are still like, I don't know if I should. And the more he says this, like, think about this. You know, think about the fact that your grandfather fought in WW2, and now this man wants to let communists walk into the country and take it over. Think about that. Think about, you know, and all he's doing is he's just reiterating what everybody seems to be not seeing. And I think what's going to happen is what the big cry will probably be in 2024 is that Donald is going to look and go, all of these people didn't vote. Yeah, they're not voting for you. And they're not going to go to the polls to vote for you. They may part city, state, whatever, legislature in there. But what they do know is, and a lot of them are saying it, even the rallies are getting thin. The people are just like, this is the same dog and pony show. And I'm tired of hearing it. And I already made that mistake. I'm not doing that twice. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think, if I got to be honest, I think the one thing that scares me about Biden-Trump part two is the first time we did this, we didn't have a whole bunch of people pissed off about how the Biden administration is handling Israel-Gaza.
Yeah. Palestine.
That's a factor. That's a big factor. And
you gave $14 billion to a country that is literally practicing apartheid, and you can't find the money to take care of student debt and give us free healthcare. But you have money for not a war, but a massacre.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
And there's money going towards Ukraine too, right? So there's all this money going out instead of coming in. Yeah. That's going to bite him in the ass.
How did we get here? We got here because
social
media. We need to be here. No. Way beyond. And it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny that I have to kind of point this out. With Henry Kissinger having died just a couple of days ago. The reason we need to activate all this money in other places is because of our constant interference with other people's governments. Over the course of the last few decades, we have done so much harm. And, you know, not to go all Malcolm X, but chickens do come home to roost. And and it's almost like we have to spend, the U.S. government has to spend that money just to keep themselves from experiencing the karma that may be coming.
I want to say actually more like doing anything American government is doing, anything it can, so it doesn't have to make itself accountable for the things they've done in the past, going into the future.
Right.
This is an accountability thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I've been noticing lately, like the mantra of never saying I'm sorry.
Mm.
Right. Oof. Never acknowledging that you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And Oof. Either you acknowledge it and take action to correct it.
Right. Mm.
That's not the American way.
Yeah.
Real quick, I was just searching for somebody, TikToker. She's very political, and she is an author. I want to say, but she said something to me that changed my mind about the idea of voting.
Mm. Oh,
and it was very poignant for me. and I'll share with you guys, and I won't say verbatim, but in a nutshell, she was saying, "Do not look at our political officials. Do not vote for a savior." We're voting for an opponent.
Mm.
Oh, and wow.
She made it, and she said that she explained they're not going to save us, they're politicians.
Right.
But if you had to vote between Thanos and Loki, who would you vote for?
Mm.
Oh, wow.
You vote for Loki.
Yeah.
Because you vote for the opponent you can actually work with, not the one who won't give a fuck and will just look to get you, eradicate you entirely.
Wow, that's deep.
That changed my view on the idea of voting. So dang. I will be voting Democrat. I will be voting again. I'll be very disappointed that Biden's going to be going up for another term if he does go for another term, just because, you know, lightning striking twice. If Trump is fucking miraculously on the ballot for Republicans, miraculously. Mm-hmm. But like she said, I'm not voting for a savior. I'm voting for an opponent.
Mm.
And I can't fight a KKK guy. He's not my opponent.
Right.
He's my straight out enemy. He's blooded. Right. He's dead on sight if I see him. But the Democrats, they're the opponents I can at least try to work with. And I think that's why this switching up shit we're seeing where, you know, like Christian Cinema come in as a Democrat and then switch up,
mm-hmm.
or Manchin switch up, you know what I mean? Because I think that's just a situation, the air that's going around.
I want to say, Gospel of Prince, there are thieves in the temple tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And that, is kind of what we're looking at. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a technically challenged here and there a little bit, but this is our, I don't know, maybe that was the man messing with us, but BY Shenanigans, folks, we're going to wrap this up.
Right.
Look, if there is a takeaway from all of we have seen in these past few years, it is get your ass in a voting booth.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, look, all this apathy and skepticism and not dealing in facts, that shit's gonna have us in. Like, we're already itching towards dystopia. This shit will put us. This shit will put us in full blown Mad Max.
Yeah.
And if you sturdy like that, that's fine. And if that's what you want, that's fine. I think I speak for the four of us where we would like something a tad more civilized.
Yes.
If I find your ass, it's on site.
And then there's that.
I still think that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I think even though things are slow, good stuff still happens.
Yo,
they finally got rid of George Santos. Like, anything is possible. As crooked as things are, there's still some straightening out. It's like, it takes some time. But so, there's some good stuff.
We're gonna find you in a cornfield during the stand, all right, Denise?
Ha 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 ha
Like, where you going? Where are you going? You're going to California. Why are you going to California? That's where she is.
It is where she is.
That is where she is.
You are always welcome.
She'll be there.
K-I-R-K spells moon.
Moon.
Oh my God.
S-T-E-V-E-N spells moon.
You know what?
No. He's stupid as fuck. I'm gonna show you this.
And you know what? What's real funny about that? I was speaking with an old friend of mine from the neighborhood. Like, actually, she's very happily married to a cat I grew up with, and we were talking about some like college stuff with, you know, her daughter or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "I try to watch B-Fine Shenanigans, but to be truthful, sometimes I have no idea what the fuck y'all are talking about." And So shout out to Nadine Agoha. Hopefully you understood this episode. Hi, if Nadine. Nothing else. Beef Wine Shenanigans signing off. Ladies and gentlemen, for Denise Tapscott, Mark Abbott, Kirk Johnson, and myself, I'm just going to reiterate, there is a takeaway. And the takeaway is get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. We will see you soon.